Our only hope is in my hands.
Megan! Why have you forsaken me?
Faith, family, country. Those are the things that matter.
You're listening to Lent and Easter at the Movies, and things are a little different today because we're outdoors, the great British outdoors, so you might hear a few birds twittering and possibly aeroplanes rumbling overhead. Now, Lent and Easter at the Movies is our podcast series relating faith to film, and we're going to be looking at the key dates of the seasons and relating them to the day's gospel reading. I'm joined by Father Robert King of the Clifton Diocese, film scholar, academic, all-round good bloke, and we're going to be taking a look at several films over the next few weeks, starting with Trinity Sunday. And the film today, Robert, is Gran Torino, our friend Growling Clint.
Yeah, Eastwood has often said that there's only one man who can direct him now, and that's himself. And he is a legend, isn't he? I mean, I guess we've both grown up with him as a number of listeners. Some will, of course, come to him a bit younger. And, yeah, he's in a league of his own. And in this film, he's gnarling, and he's growling, and he's vitriolic. He plays an old racist who's hung up after his experiences of war and has got, well, what we could call a lot of issues. And he spits all this stuff out, and it's horrible. And, yeah, he does show a softer side as he befriends the family next door. Doesn't like him at first, but he gets to know them, becomes friendly with the daughter. And then the guy, he takes a little kid on, young man, feeling his way in the world. And this character, Walt, spends quite a bit of time with him, gets to know him. He kind of schools him in how to be a man and behave properly. And in their own way, they heal each other.
Why can't you people just leave me alone?
We brought you some shallots to plant in the garden.
I don't want them.
They're perennials. They come back every year.
Look, why are you bringing me all this garbage anyway?
Because you saved Tao.
I didn't save anybody. I just...
You're a hero to the neighborhood.
I'm not a hero.
Too bad they think you are. And that's why they keep bringing you the gifts. Please take them.
Well, they're wrong. No, I just want to be left alone. Thank you.
Wait! This is my mom, Boo. I'm Sue, and that's my brother, Tao. We live next door.
So?
Tao wants to say something.
I'm sorry. Sorry for what?
For trying to steal your car.
Let me tell you something, boy. You step on this property again, you're done.
Clint, in his character, is Walt Kalowski, brings the best out in his kid and helps him kind of mature and grow up a bit and assume the responsibilities, I suppose, of manhood. And for his own part, the Clint Eastwood character discovers a side of him he didn't know. He opens himself up and, put it bluntly, I suppose, just becomes a good guy. So, what's this got to do with the Trinity? I can see you're looking, and I bet people are asking. The Trinity, it's a complicated one. A lot of priests hate preaching on Trinity Sunday. And let's be honest, there's a lot of very dense theology surrounding the idea of the triune God. But when I was at seminary, I was fortunate enough to meet a Spanish theologian who put it wonderfully simply. He said, basically, the Trinity is a perfect communion of love. And I suppose that's what it is. God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit love each other as a communion, and they invite us as the people of God to become a part of it. Often as humans, our experience of love can be tainted, can be the flawed experience of selfishness. Yet that unselfish, all-giving love of God is what we're challenged to receive and share with others. And a part of allowing ourselves to become a part of God really is opening ourselves to healing. And as we find healing in God, we too are called to heal others.